This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. When the Supreme Court handed down Kyles v. Salazar on March 31, the vote was 8-1. The 8 included Justice Elena Kagan and Justice Sonia Sotomayor, both routinely grouped with the court's liberal wing. Kagan wrote a separate concurrence explaining why she agreed with Justice Neil Gorsuch's majority opinion, striking down Colorado's ban on so-called conversion therapy, and called the statute textbook viewpoint discrimination. That cross-ideological alignment is the starting point for Rob Nadelson's analysis of what the ruling signals about Colorado. Nadelson, senior fellow in constitutional jurisprudence at the Independence Institute and a former constitutional law professor whose scholarship has been cited 41 times by the Supreme Court, told listeners of The Kim Monson Show that Kyles is the third time in 8 years the High Court has ruled that Colorado's government violated the First Amendment. It arrived on the same day a federal district judge in Denver struck down the central enforcement provision of Colorado's open primary law on freedom of association grounds. Nadelson laid out the picture in a companion essay published April 7 in the Epoch Times. Kagan becomes the hinge. The load-bearing fact in Kyles is Kagan's concurrence. Joined by Sotomayor, she wrote that she agreed the Colorado law conflicts with core First Amendment principles because it regulates speech based on viewpoint. The statute forbids a counselor from providing therapy aimed at changing a minor's sexual orientation or gender identity, yet permits the same counselor to offer therapy affirming those things. Indeed, the case is textbook, Kagan wrote. The law draws a line based on the speaker's opinion or perspective, and thus enables speech on only one side of an ideologically charged issue. She pressed the point with a mirror image hypothetical. A law barring affirming therapy would be analyzed in the identical way. The doctrine does not care whose ox is gored. In a footnote, Kagan took direct aim at Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's dissent. Jackson had treated this category of viewpoint discrimination as small or even non-existent. Kagan replied that Jackson's view rests on reimagining the well-settled distinction between viewpoint-based and other content-based speech restrictions. It is unusual for one liberal justice to rebuke another in a footnote. As Justice Elena Kagan, one of the more liberal justices, said in her concurring opinion, the Colorado law was a classic example of viewpoint discrimination, Nadelson told Kim Monson. Kagan's actual word was textbook, which Nadelson quotes correctly in his written essay. What Gorsuch actually held. Colorado argued its statute was a garden variety regulation of licensed medical professionals and that speech restrictions on those professionals should receive relaxed First Amendment review. Gorsuch rejected the premise. The fact that the state's viewpoint regulation targets only licensed healthcare professionals like Ms. Kyles changes nothing, he wrote. Colorado and the dissent may believe that the First Amendment should carry far less salience for the nation's millions of medical professionals than for everyone else. But their policy is not the First Amendment's. The Constitution does not protect the right of some to speak freely. It protects the right of all. The majority also rejected Colorado's fallback that the statute was simply an old-fashioned licensing law. Licensing laws have traditionally addressed what qualifications an individual must possess before practicing a particular profession, Gorsuch wrote, and whatever traditional interest a state may have in those qualifications does not automatically entail a right to dictate a professional's point of view. Nadelson told listeners that allowing Colorado to use its licensing apparatus to silence disfavored speech would be an invitation to censorship. Gorsuch warned that if a government could reclassify talk therapy as speech incident to conduct, it could do the same for teaching or protesting, and governments could easily wield all manner of laws regulating some conduct to silence speech they disfavor. Jackson, the lone dissenter, argued that bedrock First Amendment principles have far less salience when the speakers are medical professionals and their treatment-related speech is being restricted incidentally to the state's regulation of medical care. 8 justices disagreed. In cases like this, Gorsuch concluded, Colorado's statute censors speech based on viewpoint. Any law that suppresses speech based on viewpoint represents an egregious assault on the First Amendment. Nadelson's lineage argument. Nadelson places Kyles inside a pattern. This is the third time since 2018 that the High Court has slapped down Colorado officials for violating the First Amendment, he wrote. The first was Masterpiece Cake Shop v. Colorado Civil Rights Commission in 2018, where the court found that state officials had displayed overt hostility toward Baker Jack Phillips's religious beliefs. The second was 33 Creative LLC v. Alenis in 2023, where the court held that Colorado could not compel a web designer to create content she disagreed with. Kyle's is the third. Masterpiece was decided on free exercise grounds rather than pure free speech grounds, so the lineage is best read as three First Amendment losses in the broad sense that the amendment protects both speech and religious exercise. 303 Creative and Kyle's are the pure free speech clause cases. In all three, the Alliance Defending Freedom represented the prevailing party, and Colorado's government was the losing defendant. The Kyle's v. Salazar decision comes out of Colorado's continuing war on the First Amendment, the effort by the people who govern Colorado to try to force everybody to subscribe to woke ideology, Nadelson said. The same day ruling almost no one noticed. Kyle's was not the only federal First Amendment ruling against Colorado on March 31. Hours later, United States District Judge Philip A. Brimmer issued an order in Colorado Republican Party v. Griswold, striking down the 75% Central Committee threshold that Proposition 108 imposed on any major party seeking to opt out of Colorado's semi-open primary. Brimmer held that the threshold constitutes a severe burden on the major party's right to association and is therefore unconstitutional. The order does not void Proposition 108 entirely, but it removes the mechanism that made opting out a practical impossibility. Nadelson treats Brimmer and Kyle's as companion events. The hallmark of an open primary is that non-party members may vote in a party primary. I think that's clearly unconstitutional, he said on air. Since NAACP v. Alabama in 1958, the Supreme Court has treated freedom of association as a First Amendment right enforced against the states through the 14th. Two federal rulings, same day, same state, same amendment, a pending fight over what lawyers must certify. Colorado is also defending Senate Bill 25-276, a new rule requiring lawyers who use the state court's electronic filing system to certify annually, under penalty of perjury, that they will not use personal identifying information from the system to help federal immigration enforcement. The rule has not yet been ruled on by any court, and lawyers have already objected. In a Fox News column, Jonathan Turley, Shapiro professor of public interest law at George Washington University, described the rule as a compelled endorsement of the state's anti-ICE policies and wrote that the law is facially unconstitutional and should be struck down. Colorado appears hell-bent on maintaining its dubious status as the most anti-free speech state in the Union, Turley wrote. Nadelson cited the assessment on air and added his own warning. There is a full-throttle assault on the First Amendment going on right now by the authoritarians who run this state, he said. Three losses in 8 years, one pattern. The lesson Nadelson draws is that Colorado's governing coalition has repeatedly enacted laws that collide with a First Amendment principle, so well settled it commands agreement from Gorsuch and Kagan alike. When Kagan wrote that if the First Amendment prohibits anything, it is the official suppression of ideas, and then joined Gorsuch's holding, she was restating the oldest doctrine the court has. The question is whether a state that has lost three First Amendment cases in 8 years and had a federal judge strike down a cornerstone of its election law on the same day is going to take the hint. And now, Kim's perspective. Eight justices said the same thing. One of them was Elena Kagan. When the liberal wing of the Supreme Court and the conservative wing agree that a Colorado law is textbook viewpoint discrimination, Coloradans should stop asking whether the lawyers in Denver are getting bad legal advice and start asking why our elected representatives keep writing laws the Constitution plainly forbids. Three First Amendment losses at the Supreme Court in 8 years is a pattern, and it is a pattern we are paying for. Call your state senator and your state representative and ask them, plainly, whether they intend to keep doing this. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.